And for the next few minutes, we are also joined by the man, the legend, at Coach Beckler, CoachBeckler.com, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com, and the man whose segment today, however abbreviated it may be due to the host being long-winded, Jamie, the number 9 is very significant in a piece you just wrote today. Tell us why.
Yeah. We, in a Washington Post article that I discovered, the average American spends a total of 52 minutes commuting to and from work each day. So 26 minutes to work and 26 minutes back from work. And that's the average American across the whole country. But when you average that out and add that all up, it comes to 9 full days a year. So we spend, as an average American, we spend 9 full days in our car or on a bus or on a train commuting to and from work each year. And, you know, when you think about it, that's 9 full days, you know, and are you wasting 9 full days? And most people, and I fall into this category where I really struggle with this, but most people do waste those 9 days a year. They waste those 52 minutes per day. And they waste it because they don't get in the right frame of mind going to work. They're mad. They're frustrated about something. A Nobel Prize laureate did a study in Texas with Texas women and found that their number one frustration was waiting in their car in traffic. That makes them the most mad. And so that I don't think that's unusual at all. And we you know, always have the opportunity of what our attitude is going to be. And those 26 minutes going to work each day is a great opportunity for us to get in the right frame of mind going to work so that we can be positive at work, that we can add value to others and be successful. And in the same way, those 26 minutes coming back from work, great opportunity to get our mindset right for when we kind of divorce work, when we kind of leave that behind and get ready for now our personal life, to give our all and to be there for our spouse or our kids. And a lot of times we don't do that. And, you know, we get frustrated with traffic or we just don't use that time. And I think that we can use that time more effectively since we have it.
Well, real quickly, Jamie, give us Beckler's best ways to make that time going to and coming home. Give us 3 ways that we can make that more productive.
Yeah, well, first of all, consciously and intentionally, try not to have road rage at any level. Realize, and if you just approach it that, you know what, other people might be dumb, but that's all right. I'm going to overcome this today. I'm not going to get frustrated at other people and things I can't control, whether it's stoplights, whether it's other people. I'm just going to have a good attitude, and I'm going to get ready for work. Another thing is, what are you putting in your mind? Put good things in. Don't listen to the talk radio, which really becomes yell radio. Don't listen to the negativity. And in fact, one of the best things, you know, listen to a podcast and, you know, maybe go to successisachoicepodcast.com and find some podcasts there, some uplifting or positive things to listen to on your way to work. You know, those would be the 2 best things is make yourself not be negative. Make yourself be positive and then listen to positive things. Take that frame of mind that commute, you're not going to waste that commute. It's not just a way to get to work. It's a way to get prepared to make today the best day possible.
Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com, TheLeadershipPlaybook.com. Until next week, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ollie.
Bye-bye.